We'll be.
We begin today with the Nordic World Ski Championships, which are currently taking place at Liberec here in the Czech Republic. Images of the leading Czech cross-country skier Lukáš Bauer were splashed all over the media at the weekend after the 31-year-old took silver in the 15-kilometer classic. Given Bauer's up-and-down season and recent illness, second place and a career-first World Championships medal is being regarded as a great success. There were hopes Bauer could equal that achievement or even go one better in Sunday's Skiathlon, which combines classic and skating techniques. But the thousands of Czech fans who turned out in Liberec were disappointed to see Bauer finish way down the field in 25th. For his part, the skier was philosophical.
As for my performance, I'm completely satisfied with how I did in the classic. And in the skating, my take is, good performance, bad result. My skis held up well on Friday, but today they didn't. Let's move on.
Bauer wasn't the only Czech taking part in Sunday's Skiathlon. Martin Kokal finished 9th, while Jiří Magal came 13th. And those are promising placings ahead of Friday's relay. Moving on to sports shooting, and the Czech Republic's women did rather better than the men at the European Air Weapons Championships at Prague's O2 Arena at the weekend. In the 10-metre pistol, Lenka Maruškova-Hekova took bronze, as did another double-barreled shooter, Pavla Kalna-Habartova, in the 10-metre air rifle. By contrast, Czech medal hopeful Miroslav Janoš came 8th in the running target and 12th in the running target mixed. Czech tennis number 1 Radek Štěpánek continues his fantastic start to 2009. A week after taking his second title of the season in San Jose, Štěpánek reached Sunday's final at the Memphis Championship without losing a single set. Unfortunately, he lost 2 in the last match of the tournament, with Andy Roddick winning 7-5, 7-5. Nonetheless, the Czech's good run has seen him climb to 16 in the world rankings. Finally, the Czech football season has resumed after the winter break. Leaders Slavia Prague were due to play Plzeň on Monday evening, after the recording of this programme. Second-placed Mladá Boleslav's hopes of catching them suffered a blow after they were beaten 2-1 at home by Jablonec. Ostrava in third lost 2-0 at Brno, and Sparta Prague, who were fourth, beat Olomouc 1-0 away after the home side conceded an own goal. That's all the sport for today.